Welcome to the first episode of the Practice Podcast from Encoder, the world's leading sheet music app. Each week, we'll be bringing you actionable tips and techniques sourced from books, articles, and academic research to enhance your musical practice, performance, and teaching. I'm your host for this episode, Bethany Thomas, and I'm part of Encoder's content and customer support team. I also play the violin. In today's episode, we are reviewing the 2015 article, How Brain Research Can Inform Music Teaching, by Donald and Jennifer Walter. We'll explore the concept of deliberate practice and its impact on brain activity, and share techniques that can be applied to your music practice, teaching, or learning to accelerate your progress. So let's get started. The power of deliberate practice. The concept of deliberate practice shifts the focus from the number of hours spent practicing to the specific activities that can create tangible changes in the human brain and how quickly it works. There are five key elements of deliberate practice. Focus, setting well-defined, specific practice tasks. Repetition, practicing skills over and over again. Attainability, ensuring that practice tasks are set at an appropriate level of difficulty. Feedback, always giving constructive feedback to students or musicians. Correction, always providing opportunities for correction. The neuroscience behind deliberate practice. Neuroscientific research shows that when we learn a new motor skill, then repeatedly practice it, our brain actively improves the quality and efficiency of those parts of our nervous system we use to execute the skill. So when we repeatedly and purposefully practice a specific complicated passage of music, the relevant connections in our brain become stronger, faster, and more efficient. This is due to the buildup of myelin, a white, fatty, insulating tissue that wraps around our nerve cells. Myelin enhances the transmission of electrical impulses throughout our nervous system, allowing the connections in our brain to work up to 100 times faster. In their article, Walter and Walter use the analogy of a hot water pipe. If the pipe is poorly insulated, heat escapes through the pipe. But if the pipe is well insulated, much less heat escapes from the water. In the same way, less electric charge will leak from a neuron in our brain that is well insulated with myelin. So the brain can send smaller electric charge along that neuron to transmit the same amount of information, which means the nervous system uses less energy and so is more efficient and effective. Nerve impulses will also travel much, much faster along myelinated neurons. Nerve cells that are not well insulated carry electric impulses from the brain at around 2 miles an hour. But nerve impulses in neurons that are well insulated with myelin can travel through our nervous system at speeds of up to 200 miles an hour. So, in the context of musical practice, the frequent and deliberate repetition of a particular passage helps to build layers of myelin in those areas of the brain and the rest of the nervous system that we use to play the music in question. This, in turn, creates stronger, faster, and more efficient neural connections, and so more accurate musical performances.
Hi there. We really hope you're enjoying the Practice Podcast from Encoder, the world's leading sheet music app. With an Encoder subscription, you can access over 110,000 titles from renowned publishers, advanced annotation tools, and lots more, all in one easy-to-use app. So go ahead and subscribe today and let Encoder enrich your music practice and performance.
Implementing deliberate practice techniques. To encourage deliberate musical practice and boost brain activity at the same time, you should think about the following when you are planning and practicing. Focus. Design targeted and focused practice sessions with purposeful tasks and clear, measurable goals or outcomes. Repetition. As we have already found out, repeating passages multiple times strengthens neural connections and so improves memory, speed, and accuracy. This will facilitate faster learning and deliver higher quality performance. Attainability. Tailor and adjust practice activities to be challenging but not overwhelming. You need to balance progress and success, whether you are learning or teaching. Feedback. If you are a music teacher, incorporate deliberate practice tasks into your lessons and then take time to give constructive feedback. And when you are practicing alone, be self-critical so that you can identify areas for improvement. Correction. Within your practice sessions or lessons, set aside sufficient time for mistakes to be worked on and corrected. Our brain forms habits that it uses to perform incorrect skills or techniques as well as successful ones. So actively work on correcting and then perfecting, a skill that prevents bad habits developing and helps you maintain your progress. To wrap up then, deliberate practice, which is grounded in psychological and neuroscientific research, offers musicians, music students, and teachers an effective way to improve their skills and musicianship. By using the techniques covered in this episode, you can optimize your musical practice and unlock your full potential as a musician. And the proven neurological benefits can obviously have wider application as well. Thanks for listening to the Practice Podcast from Encoder. Join us next time for more insights and techniques to enhance your musical practice.